Wake up with AJ Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Hello, podcasters. Welcome to the podcast with AJ Bridge and Spider. On today's show, we're going to track down Lawrence Mooney, funny man, stand-up comedian, radio host, and we're going to talk to him about getting dumped. The big dumpo in a relationship.
Yeah, happens to everybody.
Yeah, look, I'm dying to know with you two, the new act that was announced for AJ Bridge and Spidey's comedy All-Stars, the Two-Headed Tasmanian. I'm dying to know how that went yesterday when you were working hard on it.
If you fart in that suit.
Oh, Adrian.
Hey.
No,
hey,
serious.
Hey,
like that, you've done it in the studio before, so if you dare let your pants go in that suit, you'll be in big strong.
AJ, you did it yesterday trying to get up off the floor after.
Yeah,
just a little zipper.
Thank you. Just a little zipper. Also, we want to know some of your best laughs, some of your best fake laughs or real laughs. I've got a spray that's going to upset everyone. Oh. And we find out an AJ wrong song.
Oh, ripper. The best.
Oh. It is wrong,
really?
I reckon.
Okay. Enjoy the podcast with AJ Bridge and Spider for Wednesday on Gold 92.5.
AJ Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Lawrence Mooney.
Hey! Now, we normally do that, but we thought, you know, let's get some more of that, like a Spanish band.
Lawrence. Gotta love this, Laurie, surely.
You know, even those Spanish flamenco guys, you're trying to have some dinner or talk.
Oh, romantic dinner.
And they
for
come
two.
Up to you. Sometimes it's a business meeting. Yeah. And they come up and play. And you don't know what to do. You don't know where to look. And you have to put
Come on, join in.
And you're like, no.
Anyway, it'd be good if you were trying to dump someone if you just queued up the mariachi band and you just said, listen, this has been great, but I don't think we've got a future together. It's me. It's not you.
And it'd drown her out, or him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
The weeping. No one wants to hear the weeping. Please don't leave me.
Let's give it one more go. One more chance.
You've never had to listen to the weeping?
No, because I've always been the one begging. Please don't.
Really? Now, your wife is 16.
I've been dumped so many times.
Have you?
Oh, man. Everyone I've ever loved, they just walk away. I've dumped, but insignificance. But when it's been the real thing, every time, just horrifically, just so deeply in love, just hanging on, just in a fool's paradise, and all of a sudden, over. What? What did I? Oh.
What about you, Bridge?
I want to know first with Loz, is he pathetic? Do you, like, send the photos? I've had a photo of a guy crying. He sent me a photo of himself crying. Doesn't work.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, that's bad.
Oh, no.
No? You're not that pathetic?
No, I don't send a photo. I just stand outside their house crying. Outside their workplace crying. They get in the car and I'm in the back seat just weeping.
Any advice for Bridge? Back on the board. Yep. It is happening tonight. It's going to be massive.
Bridge, you've got to start with some classic dad jokes just to win the audience. They love that stuff.
Lawrence.
You know, just look into the crowd. Say, so how many apples grow on an apple tree? They all do. They all grow on trees.
That's good. It's a way to open.
Awesome.
That's a nice one. Yep. What do you call a parrot carrying an umbrella in a deluge?
Oh, what?
Polyunsaturated.
Am I right? Oh.
This thing on? Why have dogs got cold noses? So they don't burn other dogs' bums. Hello.
Got a meal. Have you had a break from comedy though, and then? You know, you were rusty when you got back up. That's what I'm worried about because it's a crowd of people.
I've never walked away. You can't.
Great.
You can't. I've seen greats walk away and then be unable to come back.
Oh.
Lawrence, don't.
You're just fine.
He's never stopped working. You know, you think about Bedwell, Stubbs, Harmer. Rachel Berger. They were the greats. They were the cream of the crop. They all walked away for some unknown reason. When they tried to come back, the comedy world moves and evolves very quickly.
Lawrence,
so,
don't.
Lawrence, we got to cut this
your
call right
world
now.
Is about to burst into flame.
Lawrence, don't.
Like, like they say about dating over 40,
don't.
Right? I read this on a wonderful bumper sticker. It said, yeah, dating over 40 is just like riding a bike.
Yes.
Except the bike is on fire, you're on fire, everything's on fire because you're in hell.
Well, that's awesome because I just got engaged at 42 and I just started dating him. And now, so you're saying just abort the mission, don't do it. Yeah. So it's harder when it's a room full of people you know and everyone wants to do the right thing and come support me.
Yeah,
but
that's
now
hell.
I'm freaking out. Oh.
No. I didn't think we had two hells, but we've got
at
it
at the beginning of the gig, you think, I don't want people there that know me. But then you'll go on and you'll slay. You'll just kill it, tear it a new one and blow the lights out. And you'll wish, I wish everyone I knew was here. So be happy that they're there. You'll have a great night.
All right. So you think I shouldn't do it at all or just do it? Just go for it.
Do it. You're great. You're funny.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Pre-show nerves, how are they going? And I'm talking about the radio show.
Yeah, we'll have a chat about that, that's for sure. We thought, look, we'll find out about your trivia because
we do. Jackpot night. We'll find out about that shortly.
But first of all, we love a Wednesday because it is AJ's wrong song.
Hey.
Yeah.
This is the deal.
So it's...
This is reality radio, isn't it?
This is very wrong.
Oh, hang on. How wrong can you go?
About as wrong as we'll ever get.
Can I ask one thing? Because people got to know the rules. 13, 20, 7, 10. If you want it turned off, if you want to give it a bit of encouragement, you can always call and say keep it on. But definitely call if you want it off. Three calls saying get it off. We've got to turn it off.
Mm.
But the question today is this in the system or do you have to go to YouTube?
You have to go to YouTube. It's been on YouTube for 20 years. It's a local band called Hairy Pickle.
What?
Oh, okay. Hang on.
There's a good hamburger called that.
Okay. All right. I can't even save you with this one, I don't think, AJ.
All right, well, here we go.
Okay.
13, 27, 10.
Do you know this song?
Yeah. 13, 27, 10 to keep it on or get it off. Have a listen to the lyrics.
I'm worried.
So am I.
I'd like to go to D-Bar, babe. I'd like to go all the way. I'd like to go to D-Bar, babe.
Oh.
I'd like to go all the way, all the way.
Is this your garage, AJ?
D-Bar, babe.
It's all about your rainbow.
Yeah.
Origami people are there with their silk and
their chocolate
hair. How many views has this had? Minus this one.
1,500.
Over 20 years?
Yeah.
That's all right.
It's going well, isn't it?
Still on the radio.
Oh, because you're not taking any calls.
What do you think, Brett?
Get it off.
Yeah. Bridge, what do you reckon?
I've never heard it before in my life. I'm worried about the lyrics. What's going to happen? Jane and Mermaid, on or off?
Off, please.
Oh, if Jane's calling it off, it must be pretty ordinary.
What are you saying? Jane doesn't have normally good taste?
No, she's a big fan of the wrong song.
Tina, what do you think?
Oh, my God, turn it off.
He's not the best guitarist you've ever heard. I think he was only just keeping up. Oh, wow. Well, where are they now? The
Gold
Hairy...
Coast, Australia, Durambar.
Hairy the what? They
Hairy
sound
pickle.
Like surfers, right? Hairy pickles.
The Hairy Pickle.
They're pickled, all right.
1,500 views.
Be very careful. It's a very famous surfer, so be very careful about what you say.
Oh, it's a famous surfer.
Singing it. Who? Come on.
Well, the band's
you've
called Hairy
this,
Pickle.
You've gone this far.
Who's the Hairy Pickle?
I forget.
Oh, you're full of it.
No, I forget. No.
If anyone knows the Hairy Pickle, give us a call, 13 27 10, who come up with that song, Durambar.
He'll be very disappointed in you all.
Oh, you know.
He will
okay.
be.
Okay, can we start guessing?
No, you
good
won't
on
guess.
Him.
No, you won't guess.
Shane Horan.
No.
No, it wouldn't be Andy Mack.
I'll reveal later.
Just give us the initials. This is stupid game.
No, I don't remember.
Yes, you do.
He'll be very disappointed. No, a friend passed it on to me and I've forgotten the guy's name. Sorry. But somebody will tell us. Somebody down the coast will ring and tell us.
Passed it on to you as a dare?
You won't do it.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Limo joins us each week on Gold 92.5.
Thank you. Sorry,
AJ. What's going on?
What are you doing?
No, Bridge. We just want to know how you're going. You've got 14 hours to go. And we brought you a surprise of the Gold FM, all the promotions team and everyone here at Gold FM to say good luck. We want to know how you're feeling. Are you ready to go for tonight?
That's lovely.
14 hours away and your surprise is a bunch of flowers.
And they're out of Peter's garden.
No, I got them as a present yesterday.
They're lovely. Thank you.
And that was the idea of our producer, Camille.
Cammy. Oh, wow. It's been full on. I just kind of...
14 hours. How are you feeling?
Hey, listen. She's not feeling as bad as I am getting in a suit with you.
AJ, I think that's the least of her worries at the moment.
I'm worried about me. I'm more worried about Bridges being done. I'm still worried about your Bridge, but I'm more worried about getting in a suit with you. That's what I'm worrying about. But no, you'll be fine, darling. You'll be fine.
How's it been going?
Enjoy those beautiful roses.
We've heard from everybody else. We've heard from everyone from Akmal to Lawrence Mooney all of comedians throughout Australia. But it is tonight. It's 14 hours away and you'll be on the boards. First time in realistically, done it seriously for nearly 18 years.
18 years when I was doing it professionally, or if professionally means for a bar tab.
Yeah.
It's really full on because you kind of would rather do it in front of a whole lot of people you don't know, but then you know that with all those people there, hopefully you're going to garner a lot more support. But when Tom Tate, our mayor, came in yesterday and said, I want to come... So I just feel this extra pressure from it, and I have this absolute fear of failure, as everyone does. So, you know, I'm really putting myself out there. Like, you guys have never seen me do comedy. Our bosses, my friends, my fiancé. I mean, no one's seen me do it. So
it's a pressure.
It's just a lot of pressure, and you just feel, just at the moment, I'm from dry reaching and being nervous, I just feel so uncomfortable in my own skin, and I'm over this feeling. So I'm turning it into excitement.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get up there and either way just have a ball. I'm just going to have a blast. But it's a good over 20 minutes. So
it's a good...
Yeah, so now I'm worried about remembering it all. But how's this? Murphy hit.
Yeah, he doesn't go on holiday,
no.
Murph.
Murphy's Law hit last night. Ted, my dog, has kept me up all night. Ted is really sick. He's actually really, really sick. Well, so... You know, it's all happening at once. My dad's, you know, just got out of hospital. A lot's been happening. So I'm just going to go out there and give it my all. And I know I've got support, which is great. And thank you, guys, because if it wasn't for you two pushing me, because I knew I was going to go through this feeling.
We know you're going to turn it into positive energy.
That's what it's about.
The only other thing is that, and I know a lot of people don't do this, but you haven't eaten. You've got to eat.
I haven't eaten in days, really. It's the best diet I've ever had.
You've got to eat. I'm telling you.
Oh, thanks.
To get yourself ready for tonight.
Thanks. I'm dying to know how you two are going too, by the way. But, yeah, look, I just think I'm just going. I've got a lot of support, a lot of backstage support. You guys are there. You know, I just need to have fun now.
Yeah,
I just
enjoy
need to get up there and turn this energy into good, positive energy,
It'll be all right on the night.
Thanks for the flowers.
No worries. Now, listen, all our comedians are in town tonight and they're staying over the road at Sofitel. Celebrate Spring Carnival in style at Sofitel's Room 81 with a premium beverage package and an exclusive four-course menu from $149 per person. Oh, it's fantastic, isn't it? All the comedians get to stay at the Sofitel. I get to stay in a suit with Spider.
I know. I can't wait to hear what's going on
there. What are you so nervous about?
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
We were at Shark Chest. They do things so well, don't they? They do such a good event at Sharks. We were there for the Sun's Best and Fairest and then yesterday was the Carbine Club with Kevin Sheedy, a couple of great legends in the room, including... This is when you know you're at legend status, Bridgie. He was sitting there at the table. Lee Matthews came over, shook his hand. Great Kevin Sheedy came over and shook his hand, and there he was. I got a photo of him with Sheedy. I'm very proud of him.
Yeah, no, we're at the Carbine Club at Southport Sharks yesterday. So we had lunch there, and then I left, went home, got Boston, and come back for the presentation night. So I went to the bar to get a beer at the presentation night, and the barman goes, Weren't you just here about 2 hours ago?
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, that's handy. Can you explain what a carbine club is, by the way?
Well, carbine was a horse. Remember, carbine was the horse that walked carbine from Sydney to Melbourne to compete in the
game. Oh, okay.
It's a famous racehorse, and the carbine club operates all the way around Australia. They have one in Victoria, New South Wales, Adelaide. And what they do is a group of guys, men, they're all volunteers, but they raise money for junior sports.
Yeah. Oh,
so
that's
yesterday,
brilliant.
They gave to an AFL, a female AFL player from the Brisbane Lions, she's 17, gave her $5,000 towards her recovery of a knee reconstruction to get her up and running again in football.
And thank you to Jeff Smith, who kindly invited us from Gold Coast Sport.
Yeah, well, so it's all about sport. So, yeah, yesterday we were at the Southport Sharks, and the under-12s, under-13s, under-14s, girls and boys had their Best and Fairest Award. So we went there last night, and the president said, and before we wrap things up, we do want to say thank you to Benny, Tynan and Boston. Can they all be upstanding? Because throughout the year, we've crossed to them in the car when we're going to training, and they're giving us advice on absolutely everything from school to sports to Donald Trump. So we asked them last night, would you put a couple of jokes together?
Oh, how cute.
For Bridge that she might be able to use tonight in her comedy night.
Why does the scarecrow get an award? Because he was outstanding in a field.
I love it.
Why did the person get fired from the orange juice factory?
Don't know.
Because he wasn't concentrated.
Why does a duck have feathers? To cover its butt quack.
What's the difference between a snowman and a snowwoman? Snowballs.
Oh, they're good. That's good jokes.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
I have some big news.
I'm an overweight middle-aged man.
Welcome to Jumanji.
It's a great way to open the show.
And the media, look at all those people back there.
We have more wealth than most Australians. That is true.
Live from Gold 92.5's breakfast table, it's Bridge's feed.
7:45, smack bang on.
All right, all you need to know about the Emmys is that our girl, our Australian comedian, Hannah Gadsby, absolutely stole the show. She was on stage to not receive an award, to host for a segment. Mm. Now, she has a Netflix stand-up special called Nanette, and it's just going gangbusters overseas and in America. Now, behind the scenes is that a lot of men have been saying that it's not a traditional stand-up. It's a more confessional, emotional storytelling, so you can't really say it's stand-up.
Yeah.
Now, she's a very proud lesbian, and she turned up on stage in a suit, and this is a little bit of how it all unfolded.
This is not normal. the world's gone a bit crazy. I mean, for somebody like me, and a nobody from nowhere gets this sweet gig, free suit, new boots, just because I don't like men. that's a joke, of course. Just jokes, fellas, calm down. #hashtag not all men, but a lot of them.
She goes on, it's brilliant. Go and check it out for yourself. She just does so well that everyone has gone nuts on Twitter, and all American actors are just saying she needs to host next year. So I got goosebumps for you, Hannah Gadsby.
Wow.
Well done. That's awesome. All right. Now, what do you think of this?
Okay.
Okay. Now, Coles, very controversial. Placky bags, no placky bags.
Yep.
Pay for them, they're free, whatever, whatever. Now they're trialling something new.
Oh, what now?
They don't want you in the self-serve area to have trolleys.
Fair enough.
Excuse me. What about people who actually need trolleys, the ones that might have a sore leg, or they're elderly or infirmed, and they need it? They can't carry it around.
Go through the checkout.
Yeah, but they're saying don't do it. I know they want it for congestion busting, but I do feel sorry. A lot of people who...
Go through the checkout.
They're saying, no, this is infuriating. Why can't we? You can't say that we can't have trolleys in the...
You can't. You shouldn't have. It's like the 12 items or less. You don't take 15 items and you always count someone else's
but
items.
You can have as many items as you want.
You never have?
No, always count the other items.
I've never known anyone to buy so many potatoes, ever, in the checkout bit. Are you kidding me? Seriously? All right, and are you ready?
Yes.
You two will be very interested in this list. Very interested. As we know, AJ doesn't mind a young filly.
Oh.
And you, Spider.
Am I amongst them?
Well, you only like Gina Reinhart because she's rich. So I thought I'd tell you the richest women under the age of 32 in Australia.
Oh,
sorry, under the age of 40.
Yeah, that's okay.
Hang on. term of hearing
aid. Yeah, tarding is up, isn't it the same?
You're tarding her. Yes,
now,
go.
Now, at the top of the list, at 37 years of age, her name's Cyan Tahid, and she's the founder of an online creative community called Envato. She's worth $216 million.
Morning,
Let's
Cyan.
Let's go down the list. We've got so many people.
Hang on. Slow down. I'm trying to get you.
Okay, sorry.
Instagram.
All right, the next one is Melanie Perkins at 31 for her design company Canva. She's worth $128 million.
Wow.
A lovely lady by the name of Katya Itzins. You'll like her because she co-developed a fitness app called Sweat. She's worth $63 million, and she's lovely on the eye. And Miranda Kerr at 35. She's the top model at $44 million. So stop personally PMing or DMing Gina Reinhardt. You can go a bit younger if you want, Spider.
Oh, no.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5. Here we go. It's AJ, Bridge and Spider's Name That Year.
Welcome to it. It's a competition where we give over three pieces on the air, three pieces of history, Spider against Bridget, and Rod has a crack as well. We'll go straight to sport, kids.
Thank you. Good luck.
Let's go.
Yeah, good luck to both of you, to the three of you.
Thank you.
Here we go. Name that year.
Thanks, JT. And the fans tell the story. It's Thurston's night.
It's Thurston's night quite a few times. The NRL career of JT, when did it start?
Okay,
what year did he start? I remember, of course, he didn't play originally with North Queensland. Who did he play with?
Panthers.
Canterbury.
Canterbury, the Bulldogs. Imagine when you get players, players go like that.
What's
frustrating,
that?
Isn't it, when you see players? Because he had a bit of contro early days, even though he's everybody's favourite son. He had a bit of contro early, but
he did.
Yeah, up at the Cowboys. When did it all kick off? Well,
I'm going to miss him. What are we going to do next year with the Cowboys? It'd be weird.
He played 13 years with the Cowboys.
Yeah, and he only...
Oh, that's good then.
So that takes it down to 2005.
I was thinking 2000. I'm going to stick with my first thought, Bridge 2000.
No.
That's 18 years at top level. I reckon he only had 16 years, probably maybe 17 at a stretch. He only played 20-odd games, I reckon, with Canterbury too, so...
Look at the stats you're throwing out there. Good on you,
I'm
guys.
Only having a guess.
No, go for it.
I'm just making
big
it
stats,
up.
Big stats, Rain Man.
But it's either going to be 03 or 04. I'm going to take the 03.
No.
Jesus.
All right, well, I'll take 04 then.
No, it was 2002.
Hey! Oh, no, you're closer.
You're
still
closer,
closest.
Yeah, you're leading so far, Peter. Mm,
that's 19 years.
Bit of music here. Name that year. I could change my life to better suit your mood. Now, that piece of music will completely stuff Peter Spider Everett because it was put together by one artist and the album featured vocals from different people.
Yes. Just name one of them.
So this will really confuse
you. Just name some of them.
No, because I remember that
Terence
Trent D'Arby, he sent it in. Was he in there?
Wow.
No. This is awesome. No. I love this. No, don't say anything. This is the best part of this competition.
What's the name of the song first?
Can I have a little listen again, please?
Of course you can.
And who's the guitarist? That's the other question I want to know.
Let me have a listen. Sorry. I need just a refresher. Change my life to better suit your mood. Ah, yeah.
Oh, here he goes, Yep.
Mm. Moods of a Day, the song's called.
Moods of a Day? This is awesome.
Yep, the Moods of a Day.
Moods
and
of a Day. Who's the guitarist?
The guitarist in there was Phil Collins.
Right.
He plays guitar.
So
this is awesome.
So the band is Santana. The lead singer is the guy from...
Oh, Richie. Sam, is that
Bora?
Him?
Rich?
Carlos. Carlos Santana.
Richie Sambora.
Famous guitarist. And the singer was the guy from Matchbox 20. What's his name?
Rob Thomas.
Rob Thomas. Okay, so it's not going to be that old.
No.
So it's the year this song came out. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Smooth.
Subtitled Moods of the Day.
Oh, it's so good.
God, this is taking a long time, this segment.
I know, okay. But that's the most...
96, Spider. 96.
No.
Bridge 2002.
No.
I think 1999.
Yes.
Moods of a day.
Bridge.
No, we split. That came out. We're right in the middle, 96 and 202.
There you go. So you basically won the day. Okay. Well done.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, no, we can draw it with this one.
I want to see Richie Zambora play for Santana.
Yeah.
All right.
You're funny. Now, we've had this before, but there's a different question this time. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free. Greatest American hero.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, it's just me. Joey Scarbery sang the song, The Greatest American Hero. The TV show, when did it complete? When did it finish?
When did it finish, The Greatest American Hero?
TV series.
1986.
No.
Oh, just missed it. It was 85.
No.
Moods of the day?
We've got to have a... Can we have a trivia team called Moods of the Day? That's unreal.
1984.
No, it was 83.
Oh!
Now, we've nearly run into the 6 o'clock news, so I forget who won, but congratulations, whoever did. And Rob's next with the news.
Oh, thank you.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air, weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
He hasn't touched the ground.
Yeah, we know the biggest weekend coming up, finals for the AFL and the NRL. And it's great to see, too, the NRL. Both the games, I think, are nearly sold out, which is fantastic because they had disappointing crowds last weekend, I thought, for finals. But that's a whole different subject. So we'll give our tips and we'll say who's going to win, how they're going to win and why they're going to win tomorrow. But the big news overnight.
Right.
Big, big news. And we know, a couple of players have started to cross code. Sonny Bill Williams now, of course, plays rugby union. He's played rugby league. He also has a boxing career, so in his off-season he does a bit of boxing.
He's a bit of Jared Hayne in him,
isn't
he?
And there's his next opponent has been announced. We always thought it was going to be Paul Gallen. We thought Paul Gallen versus Sonny Bill Williams was going to be the fight that everyone wants to see.
Well, he's massive. He's a tank, right?
Well, oh, yeah, Sonny Bill, and he's so fit. He's so fit. But, nope. Former bachelor, Stu, is it Laundry?
Hang on.
Stu,
No, it can't be him.
It is him.
This guy is going to die in the ring.
No, he's getting trained.
Stu Laundry, he was on Sophie Monk's season of The Bachelorette and he won. And everyone, the big thing you always know about him is he's got a dad bod. That's what everyone says. He's not fit at all. He owns pubs and drinks.
Yeah, he's fighting Sonny.
No.
He's fighting Sonny Bill Williams. He's on a 14-week mission with Jeff Fenwick.
He will not live.
Well, he reckons that he's done a bit of boxing in the past, and he said, when I take care of Sonny Bill Williams, Paul Gallen, I'm coming for you.
Oh, don't. Yes. Paul Gallen. They just would laugh. They'll be sitting down filing their nails with their other hand, just giving him a little touch up.
That's what he said. I'd love to see him, maybe the Honey Badger. Yes, Honey Badger versus SBW.
Sure.
I don't think about Stu. I'd rather see Sophie Monk take on Karis Courtney out of his exes.
Karis Courtney, oh.
That'd be funny.
Oh, right, both his exes.
Yeah, that'd be good. Who would you like to see take on Sonny Bill Williams?
I don't know, but I remember when you got in the ring with Hall all those years ago and I said to you, would you do it again, Peter? And you said, AJ, there's no upside in getting into the boxing ring with someone.
You didn't train at all.
I didn't train. I just rocked in there. I won the first round and got the absolute suitcases kicked out of me for the second and third.
I remember Sats was so annoyed with you, Scotty Sattler, former Panthers great. He was like, oh, he hasn't trained at all. Did you just run away from him around the ring? There should have been Betty Hill music in the background,
Yeah, this is serious. In the third round, it got to that stage where I'm saying to the timekeeper, because I couldn't throw a punch that was going to hurt anyone. So just ring the bell. Ring the bell, ref. Ring the bell. I think that's exactly what's going to happen with Stewie. Just ring the bell, ref.
Anita Ward. Ring my bell. Ring my bell.
And a bit of diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-
air. Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Our comedy all-star week continues, and here he is, Shane Bourne, to wish you all the best, Bridge.
Oh, fantastic.
Listen, it's Barney here, Toots. I think you're going to have a ripper. So get out there and just say, thank God you're here. Cha-cha-cha, dancing with the stars. Good on you. Now, you are the top of the heap. You're the big kahuna.
Oh, that is hilarious. Thank you, Shane Bourne. And look, I must thank you too, honestly, because I need to be pushed. And that's why I put off comedy, because I knew I'd be feeling this nervous. But I swear, hand on my heart, I did not throw you two under the bus. I would not want to put you two through the nerves.
We might even draft Rob McLeod in.
Hey, so you two, the boss came in, CK, on Monday and said, oh, why don't you two get on stage? So
brilliant.
I want to know your progress because you hung out yesterday at the Carbine Club and surely there you would have got some inspiration. Can you tell everyone what you're doing tonight? You're the second act, by the way. You're not even the open mic spot. That's Ryan from Married at First Sight.
Well, a lot of people know my origin. I'm a Taswegian.
Yeah.
And Peter played in Tasmania. Loves Tasmania when he went there.
I love Tassie.
They used to supply him with fish. All the
Tasmanian
fishermen used to give him
mutton bird.
Beautiful salmon.
All right.
And mutton bird.
I don't want to know.
Stinks when it's being cooked. But
yeah.
So we thought we'd get in a suit together and we're going to be one person.
The two-headed Tasmanian.
Okay.
And his name's Peter and we're potato farmers.
No, I'm Peter.
No, what I'm you? Peter.
I'm Peter.
I'm Peter.
So we're both Peter.
Hang on, this is hilarious.
And we're potato farmers from Sheffield.
Yeah.
You've been very worried about the material that you're wrapping around yourselves to look like one kind of Siamese person or whatever, a Taswegian, but let's talk about the material that you're not quite doing.
Material we're doing, I'm a 291 gun player. AJ, Peter. Peter, you played for Uni Fourths?
Yeah, Peter, I played for Uni Fourths. I played 34 games for Uni Fourths.
And it's hard because, you know, I'm such a professional athlete. I go to bed on a Friday night where Peter goes out to try and pick up. So I wake up in different places.
Oh, no.
And often maybe with family. I'm not quite sure.
Hang on. Is this beyond AO? Are we getting into triple X category?
Well, I'll put it this
way.
No one from HR here is being invited.
Hang on. Now, okay, there's a fine line between having a few loosener drinks, because there will be a rider out the back, and having too much.
What's a rider?
A rider is backstage is all your drinks you have.
Yeah, we've got
and
the
whatever
Winks.
Your sandwiches
we've got the Winks Carlton Draft.
Pretty much. Yeah. So you're synonymous, AJ, with drinking way too much before events. The pantomime, the band we put together. You reckon you have a couple?
What was that band called, Rodney, that we...
The Trough Lollies.
Yeah, the Trough Lollies. I probably went a little bit too far there.
Yeah, you did.
Probably a little bit too far.
Yeah.
And I'm in a suit with him, and his favourite gag at the moment, Peter?
Oh, no.
We'll keep that one for the venue, Peter.
Oh, wow. Oh, look, we're all... Put it this way. If you want to come to this night, it's basically everything we can't say on the radio.
13,
is that right?
13, 27, 10.
Dave Hughes has got it all here for you now.
Gold 92.5. Call 13, 27, 10 now. And did I mention I'm going to be there too? Yes, Hughesy will be there.
Yeah,
can't
wait. Big night. Thanks, Hughesy. As a part of Gold FM and Bridge and Spiders... Comedy All Stars night.
How long are you going to go for on stage?
I don't know. I think at one stage I'd have to tell Peter to shut up.
If it lasts any more than 3 minutes, I'll be absolutely amazed. We'll be booed off in the great tradition.
No, you won't. You'll be supported.
Oh, you haven't seen AJ's, Peter's outfit.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize. And he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not so important issues.
It is 21 to 8.
Yeah, and Bridge, you can relate to this. I don't know about AJ, because I think most of the time when he goes to bed, he passes out. But why is it when you go to bed, you suddenly remember everything you need?
Oh, it's so annoying.
Why is it as soon as you jump in bed, you've had your shower, you brush your teeth, you jump under the doona, and then suddenly it's like, did I lock the car? Okay, so you get up and you lock the car just to check. You think, okay, that's about it. You jump into bed, under the doona. Mm. What do you do? Oh, that's right. I need to get some Weet-Bix out for tomorrow to take to work. If I don't put them out, I'm going to forget them.
Yes.
So you get up and then suddenly you lay in bed. You think, okay, no, ready to go. Oh, no. There's a drill outside I've got to put away.
Yes.
So you get up, put your shoes on, get outside and get to bed. And then you sit there and you walk around the lounge room and you go, okay, I'm going through my day to make sure there's absolutely nothing else I can remember. So you go to bed under the doona and what happens? Suddenly, that's right, There's a beer in the freezer. Oh, better go down and...
I normally have that problem, but okay. I'm with you though.
There's nothing worse than a beer in the freezer because the next morning when that explodes, that glass goes absolutely through everything. Beer and then you sit there and go, oh, no, I guessed it again. So you sit up and you try and remember everything.
Yeah.
But then when you finally go to bed and you remember everything...
Mm.
But if you think of something when you go to bed, you'll never remember that in the morning.
Ever.
Why? Why? I'm confused.
It's called Murphy's Law. Oh,
Murphy's striking.
You've been sprayed by spider.
Confusing.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air. Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.